the weekend.
Seven after the hour. Always good to start with a chuckle, isn't it? Phil Lempert
is
here. Yes, he is the man of the hour. He's the supermarket guru. He is known nationally and internationally as being the foremost expert when it comes to shopping, to food, foodstuffs. How is he? Where'd that term come from? Foodstuffs.
Foodstuffs.
Yeah.
That's one of those terms like foodie. That annoys me. Whenever I hear it, it's like chalk on a board.
Yeah.
Foodstuffs.
Yeah.
Foodstuffs and foodie. Both of those words need to be expunged from the American...
English lexicon. American lexicon. Whatever it is. All right, so we have a lot of things, as usual, to go over with you today in the area of food, your health, well-being, ideas, tips that Phil has. If you go to the Supermarket Guru site at DougStephan.com, you find lots of tips that come from Phil. He blogs on lots of things. He's got a terrific website at SupermarketGuru.com where you go in, you see what is good, his hits and misses. You sign up for his daily news flash, just information on top of information, tips here and there. Speaking of tips, we have an interesting conversation coming up later in the hour with a lady who is a consumer affairs manager. That's that. You could take that in a lot of different ways, Phil.
Well, she's also a registered dietitian.
Mm-hmm.
And what she's going to talk about is June 10th. And, you know, talk about chuckles. This one is going to get a big chuckle from Doug. June 10th is National Herbs and Spices Day.
Mm-hmm.
There's a day for everything.
There is. Yep. Yeah. All right. So we're going to deal with herbs and spices and things.
Yep.
Everything nice, right?
Herbs everything nice. And, yeah. And also keep in mind that herbs and spices are not only do they add a lot of flavor, but also very healthy
mm-hmm.
and very rich in antioxidants. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But, you know, probably, I don't know if you saw the report that came out. It was published this week in the Nicotine and Tobacco Research Journal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of those journals that probably we shouldn't have existing anymore.
Right.
Says that one out of five white women smoke while pregnant. Still
crazy.
To this day.
Crazy.
One out of five. And also what they found is that people who eat lots of fruits and vegetables, it's easier for them to quit smoking
really?
Than somebody who doesn't eat fruits and vegetables.
Wow. What about exercisers? I always wondered, I don't even begin to understand how athletes can smoke, but once in a while you find people who are athletes that are smokers, and I don't get that. How do you exercise and smoke at the same time?
Well, you know, I've got to say that right off the bat, I have never smoked.
I'm not a
smoker, so I don't understand that whole thing.
Yeah.
But if you take a look at the people who are smoking, typically, it is nothing to do with exercise. It is nothing to do with eating. It is more psychological than anything else.
Yep, I think you're right about that. Yes, there is something to it. It's also, for some, sexual. There's a sexuality
mm-hmm.
that goes with it. One way or the other. This is speaking about things to celebrate. June is National Dairy Month, and you have celebrated that on your website, Milk's Nutritious Profile. We all know when we get into our conversations of that here on this program that I go off onto my tangents about raw milk versus the processed milk. But I'll say nothing and leave it to you because there is a celebration. Ice cream, a lot of Baskin-Robbins deals this month and Ben and Jerry's and you name it. It's for summertime, how can you not have ice cream? How can you not enjoy ice cream or any good dairy product? That's probably why June is a dairy month. But there are those people who just say dairy is not good for you, does all kinds of things. If we were supposed to have it, our mothers would have been a cow.
I don't think that. But, you know, I mean, June is dairy month because the dairy industry, you know, grouped together and they said, what can we do to increase sales in June, where, you know, sales were actually declining? across the country. I'm talking about decades ago. So that's when this promotion came up. And that's what most of these promotions are all about. And the reason that they're different times of the year, those are typically the time of the year when sales would decline. And that's why they got together and created Dairy Month for June.
No, really? Now, see, there's something I haven't the slightest idea that was the reason for it. But yet, when you talk about it, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So is there a favorite dairy product that you have other than ice cream? What's the cheeses? We just sell a lot of, my God, I'm amazed at the people who enjoy, and I've said this before, I think, with you. I'm not a cheese person at all. I don't have any, no connection really to cheeses, but I sell them. There's a lady that makes them on the farm, and she does both raw milk cheeses and pasteurized cheeses. We have this great big vat, 200 gallons of milk she pours in to the vat, and then she cooks it so that it's pasteurized. And then the cheeses that we have out on the counter in the store, and people come in, they put little wafers, and they love them. I must admit to having tried a half a dozen of them, and I think they're yummy. It's got a lot of nutrition value.
I find cheese not only to be very tasty, but very satisfying.
Really?
Yeah, if I'm, you know, really hungry and it's in between, what I'll do is I'll go, and I always have cheese in my refrigerator, whether it's at the office or at home, and I'll just take a slice of cheese. It could be nothing fancy. It could be a slice of provolone. It could be a mozzarella stick. It could be a slice of American cheese. And just one slice will satisfy me till dinner.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Any kind of cheese?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And I'm not a fancy cheese person. I mean, I actually grew up where my dad was in the cheese business and bring home all these things. But for me, it's a lot of the basics.
Yep.
I'm not a blue cheese person. I'm not a goat cheese person. I just like
goat cheese. Doesn't do it for me at all.
No, yeah. No.
All right. So we have, because it's June, have a trivia question for folks. This will send you into the ozone, maybe some of you, but it's worth a try. I'm going to give you four possible answers to this question. You come up with the right answer, we give you a swell prize, 800-510-8255. On average, how many squirts from a cow's udder does it take to yield a gallon of milk?
I think my phone is ringing.
Wait. How is that really? 800-510-8255. This is legit. On average, how many squirts from a cow's udder does it take to get a gallon of milk? Is that 100?
How long is the squirt?
Well, it's the average. It's an average. We're dealing with averages here. It's an average squirt. Average squirt. Could be 145 squirts. Could be 245 squirts. Could be 345 squirts or 445 squirts. If you know the answer.
Who counts this?
Listen, we do on the farm. We've got it all down to a science.
You count the amount of squirts?
We count the squirts. There is a machine, and it has a pulsator on it. And every time it pulses, you have a count. It's a trip. Bing, bang, boom. All right, so on average, how many squirts does it take from a cow's udder to yield a gallon of milk? Is it a 145 number, 245, 345, or 445? 800-510-8255. Got the answer? You get the prize. It's as easy as that. Got an email. By the way, you can send us email. It's phil@supermarketguru.com or doug@dougstefan.com. Louis writes about a major problem he thinks the food industry has. He thinks that there are a lot of fraudulent ingredients that are being used in various products. Doesn't say, I think the reference may be the GMO ingredients, but I don't know if those are actually fraudulent.
No, those aren't fraudulent.
They are fraudulent.
No, they're not.
They're not.
I think what he's talking about is probably, you know, one of the biggest problems that the food industry and the tobacco industry has is knockoffs from China. Mm-hmm. So what you'll see is you'll see, you know, Kraft macaroni and cheese on a shelf. Looks almost identical. And then, you know, somebody will find out that it's actually a product that was produced in China, that it's a knockoff, and it's not the same ingredients.
Yeah. So then what do we do? You have to read the label. That's it. We ought not to be prohibiting these things from coming in. Is that what you're saying?
No, we should be. We should be prohibiting them.
But we aren't.
And it's not, and, you know, people like Kraft hurt as a result of this. It's these small companies that do it. I mean, in the case of cigarettes, you have to look for the tax stamp. If there's no tax stamp, you know, typically that's why. But when it comes to food products and so on, there's no way you're going to know.
No way.
No way you're going to know. Nope.
Yeah. All right. 800-510-8255. The buyer beware. What's that Latin expression?
322 squirts.
322 squirts, the man says.
I will challenge your machine.
The options are 445, 345, 245, 145. Phil and I want to know on average. Well, Phil doesn't want to know, but I want to know. But he's curious now that I brought it up. He never thought. You've never had this thought before in your life, have you?
No.
Never in your life. Did you ever think of it?
After this, I will never have it again.
Well, that's because you'll know how many squirts it takes from a cow's udder to yield a gallon of...
What size cow? I mean, it depends on the size of the cow as well.
But we're talking about averages here.
Yeah,
I have Jersey cows on my farm.
If it's a bigger cow, probably less squirts.
Not necessarily.
Smaller cow,
no, not necessarily. It depends on where the cow is in lactation. Probably early in lactation, cows give more milk than they do if, let's say, they're fresh 5-6 months. They normally would be milking 10-11 months, and then they'd have a rest for a month or two before they had their next calf and come back into process again. But this is, again, an average. We're interested in averages. So that's, you know, you might be specific, and you might be right, 324 might be with, let's see, I have a cow named Ellen.
The 45 is throwing me off.
Is that really?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. 800-510-8255. Let's see here. Ruth is in Pretty, Texas. Hi, Ruth. Is it pretty and pretty?
Yeah, it's going to be warm today.
Warm today. All right.
Yeah.
So what number do you think is the correct number of squirts from a cow's udder?
300 and whatever it was.
385, you said?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on just a second. 385 doesn't quite cut it. Ellen is in Bryan, Ohio. What do you think the right number is, Ellen?
145.
145 doesn't quite make it. How many times have you milked a cow in your life, Ellen?
A lot of times when I was young.
Yeah, did you use
them? I was in grade school, but I'm 87 now.
Oh. So you don't use... Did you milk them by hand or did you use a machine?
Oh, by hand.
By hand, yeah.
I don't think anybody had machines then.
I came along... go ahead, Phil.
No, so I was going to say, you know, what do you credit being vibrant at 87 to? You've got to... Is it drinking milk?
No, I don't drink milk. I did when I did, though.
Yeah.
Well, it probably hasn't been more than 20 or 25 years ago that I quit drinking it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so what do you credit, you know, being, you know, healthy and vibrant at 87 to? You must have some secret formula that you can share with us.
I don't know. I'm kind of careful what I eat, and I take whole food supplements.
Huh. And you probably keep busy, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Ellen. Thank you. Here's B in Tiffin. Is it 145, 245, 345, or 445, B?
445.
445. You have cows around, do you?
We have friends that were dairy farmers, and we go out to the milk house and get down in the milk parlor with them quite often.
Yeah, right. All right, so we're dealing with averages. That didn't quite make it. Herb in Macon, Georgia, what do you think the number is?
I think it's the 200 number, 285 there.
245, not the right number. Brett in Locust Grove, Georgia, what do you think the number is?
345.
345 is correctamundo. 345 squirts from a cow's udder to yield a gallon of milk. You get the prize, sir.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're at 23 after the hour now. The Good Day Weekend program. Phil Leppert is here, the supermarket guru, and we're touching into all kinds of things that are connected to milk, National Dairy Month, also some other things. The whole idea, by the way, if you go to DougStefan.com, you'll see Phil's columns, the supermarket guru box that's there next to Better Living around the Queen of Cheap. They're all of our folks who are at service, Dr. Ken, and Phil certainly keeps up his end of the bargain with all this information. There's health. It is a known fact that you got to connect food to health.
Absolutely.
Are what you eat. So you have we've got a blog in here, Tips for Having a Healthy Summer. That involves the kinds of foods that people seem to want to grill. I know my garden is coming along wonderfully, and from about this time on, I'll live most of the summer on what's in the garden. Have beets already, they're small. Onions already, they're small. Lettuce has been around for a month or so. I don't know that there are any peas out there. I miss the peas. But at any rate, the sorts of do you think we really are healthier because there's better food around in the summertime? You buy local?
No. You know. I think that when it comes to grilling, people just don't get it. I think that if you've got a grill, think about grilling vegetables, think about grilling fish, you know. But people don't. People are grilling the steaks and the burgers and the hot dogs and things like that. And frankly, what I observe, and this is not a survey, but this is just observational, is that when people are grilling outside and grilling like burgers and so on, I think they consume more. They're just eating more.
Yeah, right.
Because it's fun.
It's
certainly tasty.
Yeah.
But, you know, grill some vegetables instead of a burger.
How about organic? I remember once, fairly recently, you did a whole thing on organic food, the pros and cons of it. That label has been bastardized so that doesn't make any difference. I mean, it means nothing. It doesn't mean anything anymore. So is that what you tell people, just forget about it? Is that what, if we go to Supermarket Guru and we were to look for some organic info, you just say forget about it?
Well, not forget about it, but I've got to tell you that when it comes to certain produce items, I agree that organic is better. Those items that are porous, those items that have a thin skin, yes. But people who are buying organic bananas at twice the price, get past.
Foolish.
I mean, there's no reason to do that. And when you look at a lot of the products that are out there, you know, organic is sort of like meaningless. There's no better nutrition, and I think that's where people get the most confused. Well, they think that if they're buying organic, it's going to be healthier for them. It's got more nutrients. It doesn't.
Let's go through just a couple of things that have come across my mind with regard to this. Foods that are generally considered healthy, like barley, for example, buckwheat, blueberries, I'm doing this alphabetically, brown rice, these sorts of things that by their very nature are good for you. They don't have to be organic, they're just good for you, yep. Right?
And I think that, you know, we tend to always look for signals. We're not intuitive when it comes to food. So, again, if there's a label on it, this is all natural or organic or it's more expensive or it's in a beige package, you know, we think it's going to be better for us. But that isn't necessarily true. And the products that you just named, as well as some of the old grains like quinoa and so on, those just have better nutrition for
okay,
us.
Okay, here's what Here's what really I have been meaning to ask you this for months, and this is a perfect opportunity. Talk about labels and names for foods that these guys come up with. These marketing people, you can be eating garbage, but if it comes out of a wonderfully bright can with wonderful lettering on it or a box and it says healthy this or whatever, the name of it is healthy whatever. I'm not going to use any names, but you know what I'm saying. The name, the way the box is presented or the food is presented could be the worst garbage in the world, but because it's well presented, it's fabulous.
Absolutely. You know, we buy and we eat with our eyes, and that's the problem. And if you take a look right now, what has me so upset are the amount of products that are now putting on the front of the label, rich in antioxidants. Yeah. Well, there's over 1,000 antioxidants, and they're not identifying what antioxidant, what property is in that product that could be good for us. Mm-hmm. And just by putting rich in antioxidants, it flies off the shelf.
Yeah. Because people are fooled by the way the advertisers, and this is the old, again, back to caveat emptor, you need to do the basic info, have it in your head, have something that is there as a resource guide, and there are plenty of them. What do you use in your office? You must have some Bible around that is a Bible of food terms and knowledge.
Well, we actually use the USDA's database.
You do?
That's probably one of the best sources and the most honest sources that's out there.
Huh. All right. So there's some, I don't know, online you got to be able to go to the FDA website. And just go through all of the things that are important when it comes to these. The bottom line here is there's so much information around. There's no reason in the world for you not to have at your fingertips the things that will keep you and your family healthy. And why would you want any other way? No matter what your age, it's the key. All right, in a minute, we're going to meet, or a few minutes actually, to be truthful, Diane McElroy, who is from Spice Islands. So it's National Herb and Spice Day. And
yay!
Maybe let's expand it.
Yay!
It's National Herb and Spice Weekend. All right? Everything you wanted to know about herbs and spices, or herbs, depending on the part of the country that you're in, herbs and spices, coming right up here. Good day, weekend. Good day with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru on...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now 33 after the hour. Don't you move a muscle. Stick around. Lots of important things coming up here. Good day weekend. It's Phil Lempert, and we have Diane McElroy with us, who is a registered dietitian and the consumer affairs manager for Spice Island. Is this the largest spice distributor, spice products in the world? Tell us a story. I want your story first, Phil, before we get to Diane.
Well, in respect to Diane, I think McCormick is probably the largest.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. Diane?
You are correct. McCormick is the largest. We do happen to have the largest spice facility in the world here in Des Moines, Iowa, right at the crossroads of I-80 and 35 for easy shipping.
Okay. So let me ask you number one.
I knew that in Russia.
Who came up with the idea of National Herbs and Spices Day? Where did that come from?
I got to tell you, I don't know. I don't know. We didn't.
Okay.
But it's a great idea.
Sure. Well, tell us why it's a great idea.
You know, I think people overlook often the punch, the power, the impact that spices can have when you add just a little bit to almost any dish. I mean, think of all the recipes you have. Very few of them omit herbs or spices. Almost everything uses an herb or a spice.
I'm not much of a cooker.
And also what we're seeing is a lot of...
I'm not much of a person to do a lot of cooking. And one of the things that I find interesting is what I have in my own cabinet, Diane, the usual things. There's nothing very thrilling about what I have. And I wonder if there are things that you can find that we can talk about that are really new, fresh, and wonderful ideas. One of the things that we have, I think we got a little problem with Phil. So let's pause here for a moment. Don't go away, Diane.
Okay.
Everybody stand by as we reconnect with Phil on the Good Day Weekend. Phil Lempert is the supermarket guru. It's 23 before the hour.
Our first stop this weekend, the Estee Lauder counter at Macy's for the summer getaway gift. Your free 7-piece gift includes a colorful beach tote, a full-size pure color lipstick, sumptuous mascara, and more. Plus your choice of moisturizer in a 14-day supply. It's yours with any $35 Estee Lauder skincare or foundation purchase. What to buy? Summer Skin loves our number one anti-aging serum, Advanced Night Repair. Quantities are limited, so come get your Estee Lauder summer getaway gift. Only at Macy's. Start your summer today.
This is news from Killer Apps. I'm technology and trends reporter Brett Larson. Father's Day is fast approaching, and many families are also preparing for graduation. Technology gifts are a great way to show them you care. Impress your dad or grad. LG's 55-inch LM6700 Cinema 3D Smart TV offers an all-new viewing experience. It features Cinema 3D technology, cinema screen design, and 2D to 3D conversion with built-in Smart TV, providing access to limitless content and Wi-Fi streaming. If your dad or grad has a tablet, the Logitech ultra-thin keyboard cover is the perfect gift. Made for the third-generation iPad and iPad 2, it features a sleek aluminum screen cover for protection and a built-in Bluetooth keyboard. They can protect, hold, and enjoy their iPad in style. Dads and grads who like to entertain will love the SodaStream Fizz Home Soda Maker. Turn tap water into sparkling water in 30 seconds. The Fizz Chip's gas level indicator monitors the amount of CO2 left in the carbonator, and they can control the carbonation to make the perfect fizzy drink every time. If your dad or grad is a TV junkie, then you need to get them a TiVo Premier. They'll have access to all their favorite TV shows, plus virtually endless web entertainment from big brands like Netflix, Pandora, and Hulu Plus. All these choices are served up in a single, easy-to-use menu. For the gaming dad or grad, Skype for PlayStation Vita will help them stay connected on the go. The PlayStation Vita includes free Skype-to-Skype voice calling and high-quality video calling using the device's front and rear cameras. Download Skype for free from the PlayStation Store. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
A lot of folks listening in Canada as it happens, and that's cool, to the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here. Sign up for his hits and misses, supermarketguru.com. He has a daily list of the foods that he's reviewing that are really super. How often, Phil, do you review spices? And is this a very competitive business? I honestly, as I was saying to Diane a few minutes ago, my spice cabinet is very flat.
Well, the problem that most people have is that you buy a spice, you leave it in your cupboard for years, and then you go to use it and it doesn't taste like anything. You need to rotate your spices. Buy them in small containers. You know, if you have a spice that once it's been opened, and Diane probably knows this far better than I mean, I throw out spices after about 4 months.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Phil, because you are correct. That's probably the number one problem people have when they buy spices for a particular dish and then they never use it again. And we know there are lots of people out there with spices from the Eisenhower administration. And really, it's time to just replace
You've
them.
You've been in Doug's kitchen.
The Eisenhower administration. All right, let's get into the what we need to know, what we want to know, what's the best in these areas. And Phil, I'm going to leave that to you and Diane to explore.
Sure. Well, Diane, I guess first up, let's talk about the health benefits, because there's been a lot of information out there recently about how spices not only add lots of flavor, but add good health benefits. So what's that all about, and is it true?
That's one of those areas, Phil, that we are certainly exploring and learning more about all the time. It's something that's been understudied until just recently. We do know that spices, in addition to flavor, are full of antioxidants and flavonoids. These are compounds that we know are good for the body. Exactly what they do for the body and exactly what benefits they provide are things that are still being studied by the medical community. And we're quite honestly not sure exactly what benefits they may provide. But like a lot of other foods, we know they have some positive health benefits. So in addition to great flavor and enjoyment, you're getting a little extra boost for your body as well.
See, this seems to me, in this circumstance, we have a lot of discussion about vitamins. You know, people say, have you had your vitamins today? Nobody talks about minerals. And it would seem to me that a lot of spice products, spices, if you will, contain important nutrients and minerals. Is that true, or am I just dreaming that?
The mineral part we really don't know about. But remember, spices come from plants. Mm-hmm. And, of course, plants provide all kinds of nutrients for our bodies. Yes, there is some vitamin content, but just we have a group of of nutrients called phytochemicals, Phil, and basically it's a catch-all for things that we know are good for you, but we're not quite sure how they work in the body and really what to classify them as. And most of those actually fall under the category of spices and herbs. So overall, they're great for you. Enjoy them. It's a good thing. And they don't add any fat, calories, carbs. You're looking at something that's really a no-brainer as far as adding something healthy to your dishes, as well as adding some great flavor.
So Doug eats a lot of vegetables, many of which he grows on the farm himself, doesn't use any spices. So taking someone like Doug, who is a novice when it comes to spices, what are your recommendations? How do we get him started, you know, adding some flavor, if you would?
I like to start with the basics. Most people love flavors like garlic and onion.
Me too. Yep.
You know, those are so easy. They're approachable. They're nothing scary or weird. Start with those. Start with garlic salt, onion salt, and just add a little bit of that to your vegetables. What vegetable doesn't go with garlic or onion? I can't think of a one. Can you, Phil?
There has to be
He's
one.
He's going to come up with something. I know.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about what's in my in the cabinet now. I have a lemon something or other. I have fish herbs. I don't eat meat, so and I have over the years, as I've had various sponsors and conversations with people who are in the herb business, everybody seems to come out with a line, and this is in deference to your line at Spice Islands, Diane. What's his face from New Orleans, Prudhomme? He's got his own herbs and spices, and they're all secret. That's what I love about. That's what I think. This is like almost like a pirate journey. Everything is a secret in the spice and herb business. Everybody's got a secret recipe, and there is a lot of uniqueness, I think, in the flavor department, isn't there?
Absolutely. The Colonel really started something, didn't he?
Yeah.
You know, there's not necessarily new herbs and spices out there, although there may be ones that just aren't so popular in the U.S. and bigger in other countries. But the way you put them together certainly can make for a unique flavor. We know that. One of the things I want to mention for your vegetables, a true herb that's just delicious on almost every vegetable, is dill. If that's not one in your cupboard, I suggest that it become one.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easy thing to obtain, and it's just delicious. It adds a little bit of punch to almost every vegetable in your garden.
Is mustard considered an herb or a spice?
It is. It is. And again, that's another one of those spices that's pretty spicy. It's got a little bit of more of a bite to it than some of the other herbs, but it makes a great addition to homemade salad dressings and dips and lots of good summer things like bean salads, that kind of thing, which is a great accompaniment for anything you're doing on the grill. But back to your suggestion about or comment about blends. There's certainly lots of blends out there. We're seeing more and more all the time. Grilling blends, blends, as you said, for all kinds of things like fish and chicken, various things. And those are so easy because everything's already been put together for you. You don't have to think about what proportion you're going to use. But then again, there's those of us that want to play with it ourselves and come up with our own blend, our own secret grilling or cooking blend of herbs and spices, and those are just fun to just play with and experiment with.
So is this sort of a chemical reaction? Is that really what's going on? When you put some kind of an herb or a spice on food that you're cooking and there's heat applied, in essence what you're doing is changing the chemical structure. You're introducing a new element that is certainly supposed to be flavorful. Maybe it's nutritious as well. But there's a chemical exchange that goes on, because that's what happens when you heat stuff, right?
Sure. And when you're not heating, if you're using your spices and herbs in something cold, you still have a process going on. You've got a blending of that flavor coming out most likely because of the liquid that's in that dish somewhere. So absolutely.
Salad, I'm a big fan of Ken's Italian salad dressing. It happened to be made in my hometown,
Really?
Framingham, Massachusetts, yeah. But you
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're being facetious. I've told you that before any number of times.
Yeah, I know.
So a lot of these salad dressings, the manufacturers throw in various herbs and spices into what it is that... I guess I wonder, in the case of Ken, certainly, I see when you shake up the bottle, there are a lot of things on the bottom of the bottle. Is this a big area for the herb and spice growers?
Absolutely. What salad dressing doesn't have herbs and spices in it? I mean, they all rely on that, as well as, of course, the oil and vinegars. They're going to provide the acid. That oil is more the carrier of the spices and helps it cling to the leaves of the salad. But the flavor, the true flavor, is coming from those herbs and spices.
Hmm. Phil, are we connected to you okay now?
I think so.
All right, a little bit of a slice there, but it's okay. So we talked about what's in my spice pantry. What's in yours, Phil? What do you and Laura have in your when you go into the various kitchens?
I probably have, to be honest with you, 100 different spices. And again, keep in mind that what we have is just about every company, you know, sending us new products all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just bringing them home and trying them and so on. But I think that the most important thing to remember is don't store your spices near heat. Don't put them in the refrigerator. Room temperature in glass, not in plastic. And you know, if you buy some spices in plastic, put them in a glass jar, if you would, to protect them. Because you know, very quickly, once that container is opened, you're going to lose some of the flavor.
I'm going to add one more thing to that, Phil, if I might. When you're cooking, it's so tempting to shake that container over that pot of soup or stew or whatever you're making, and all that steam from that cooking pot is going into that bottle of spice, and it's reacting with the spice. It's getting moisture into that bottle, and that's what we don't want to see happen. It's much, much better to take that pre-measured or even just dump it in your hand, that bit of spice, do that away from your stove, and then put it into the pot.
What the heck is paprika?
Paprika is a red pepper with no heat. It's just part of the red capsicum family, but it has no heat to it. Used mainly for color.
But if you apply no heat, often, you know, what happens today is that things that are prepared are corrupted by heat. There are a lot of things, the pasteurization process today, whatever it's used for, whether it's milk or other products that are pasteurized, it usually corrupts the taste and the value nutritionally of the food. So in this circumstance, the suggestion that I'm hearing from you is we need to have the things in the raw state and not have them fiddled with, which is what probably maybe some of your competitors do that.
Well, what I mean by no heat, there's no spiciness to it. You know how peppers are on a continuum of peppers that have lots of spice, very, very hot, down to peppers like paprika that have no heat to it. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you apply external heat, that's another topic, but there isn't any spiciness to paprika.
Look at this. I'm looking, go ahead.
No, so what I was going to say is paprika is one of those things that nobody needs in their kitchen. No, I mean, really, there's no flavor to it.
Uh-huh.
It's you're adding this red color to things.
Right.
Get past
Well, what's wrong with that?
Throw out your paprika.
Your deviled egg.
No,
beautiful.
No. America, go into your cupboard. Paprika.
Yeah, but is this another one of those red dye number five things? What was it we were talking about a couple of months ago? The stuff that came from some kind of a bug that they use for coloring in, it cockroaches or?
Starbucks.
No. Yeah, Starbucks is using.
It was beetles.
Beetles, that was it.
But here's the problem.
But you don't have to worry about with that with paprika, guys. That's totally wrong. Paprika is naturally red. There's nothing fake in there.
All right. So what are you saying, Phil?
But what we're saying is we want all natural, all natural, all natural. And then when companies like Starbucks get all natural color, and natural color has to come from something natural, whether it's a bug or whether it's a plant and so on, you know, we're up in arms. We want it both ways.
Yeah. Well, this is something to be studied. A lot of stuff online at Spice Islands. What's your website, Diane?
iceislands.com. We've got lots of good information up there. Or if you have questions that you haven't had answered, contact us through spiceislands.com.
Yep, spiceislands.com. Diane McElroy, registered dietitian, the consumer affairs manager at Spice Islands, with some interesting hints and tips for this weekend because it's National Herb and Spices Weekend.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier. Helps with weight loss and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Discussion about food and where you get it. Phil Leppard, the supermarket guru, is here. He has tremendous knowledge, a breadth of knowledge. He's been on television programs for his whole career, produced television programs for PBS. This is the kind of thing. What surprises me is that you're not on the Food Channel. That would be a perfect way. You should do a daily show on the Food Channel. It's Phil Leppard's daily Food Channel show.
Yeah, actually, Providence Journal newspaper started the Food Network, and I was part of the group that started it, matter of fact.
Yeah?
Yeah. And to make a long story short, we all got screwed.
How wonderful. God love everybody. All right, so there you go.
Not by the Providence Journal, but by the person that they had hired as the president of it. We all got screwed.
But where did he go to get, I mean, who knows more about this stuff than you do? Nobody. So what did they screw themselves, in essence?
Well, they've gone through, I think, 7 different ownerships.
Yeah.
They've never made money until very recently with Scripps Howard now owns them, and now finally it's doing well. But the original vision for Food Network was very different. It was not about, just cooking shows. It was much more about information. And in fact, the way we launched was with Julia Child reruns.
Really?
We had bought them from her, and that's where it all started. But it's changed dramatically. And I think, you know, to its credit, it has really upped the interest of information about food, about cooking. You know, certainly it's made some fabulous celebrities out of it. Whether or not they're good cooks or not, that's another story.
Well, you don't have to be if you're good on, if you look at like Rachel Ray, is she really a good cook?
No comments.
Okay, so there's a no. What about the that English guy who looks like a horse's behind?
Gordon Ramsay? No, Gordon, I like.
You do? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I think he really knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And but with all these things, it has to be good TV.
Yeah.
It's not about the content.
Yeah.
You look at Guy Fieri, who has a cooking show, and then, you know, NBC picks him to host that, whatever that primetime stupid show is.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. There's no really. I remember watching Rachel Ray, who annoys me. And
annoys everybody.
Yeah, she had Regis on to plug his new book, and I'm thinking to myself, what does Regis's new book have to do with food? And it didn't. It's just another. Regis was everywhere plugging his book, and these people are so desperate they have to not have. Although you hear a lot of people talking about her and Gordon and some of the other. There's a show. Well, it's called Chew or something on ABC in the afternoon. Yep. It's like Chat in the Morning and Chew in the Afternoon. Maybe it's CBS. Yep. These are all these food shows everywhere. And do you get to go on these shows?
Not doing very well.
Nah, it's a stupid show.
Yeah, the Chew is not doing very well. It's, you know, what they did is they got Dr. Oz's daughter on it. And it's surprising because Gordon Elliott, who's the executive producer, is really very talented.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a terrific producer. And how the show is, you know, doing so badly, I don't know.
Well, because it's not the people. You have to have dynamic folks. You look good and you're interesting to watch, as are most of the people on television programs that are successful. The interest is not only in the information, but how the people look. And, Frank, I don't think Rachel Ray looks that good. I mean, it's not that she's unattractive. She just has this, she has a starkness, an unpleasant face that is hard. And
well, you know how she became successful. Basically, she was on Oprah. Oprah fell in love with her.
Yeah.
And that's the start of Rachel Ray.
Yeah. Well, you know, Oprah's kissed a lot of people.
The producing entity of her show.
Yeah. I mean, well, Oprah's done a lot. Those sorts of things, Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, that's what she should have put on the OWN network instead of whatever other garbage with Rosie she had on there. And the thing may have survived. But that's not long for this world.
Absolutely.
Which is kind of too bad, because she really has put a lot of people who are excellent when it comes to contributors. I mean, is there Oz, I think, is very good. I don't know what you think about him. I think his content's very good. McGraw is an unbelievable egomaniac. Have you ever met him? Have you ever met Dr. Phil?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yep.
Yeah. Phil Lippert, the supermarket guru here. Daily news flashes can be yours. You just sign up for them at supermarketguru.com. Lots of good food. The spice stuff is pretty interesting. 59 past the hour. A good day weekend. Did you?